Padres slipped to Mets, weekend packed with surf, film, and cycling. The Padres dropped a 4-2 decision to the New York Mets on Wednesday night and sit at 67 wins and 58 losses heading into a day off Thursday before hosting the Minnesota Twins beginning Friday at Petco Park. The final weeks of August and all of September will determine whether the club makes a postseason run. The weekend calendar is full. The Supergirl Surf Festival runs Friday through Sunday, bringing women's competitive surfing and music to San Diego. The San Diego International Kids Film Festival occupies Shulman Auditorium in Carlsbad across the same 3 days. Sunday's Bike the Bay offers riders a non-competitive loop around San Diego Bay that includes a crossing of the Coronado Bay Bridge, a route not otherwise available to cyclists. Tonight, Neo performs at Nova SD at 454 6th Avenue, with doors at 10 p.m. for guests 21 and older. The county's affordable housing strategy merits a harder look than aggregate approval numbers suggest. When a site like Del Mar Fairgrounds falls through, what is lost is not just units but a coastal location with transit access and proximity to jobs, precisely the kind of site capable of serving a range of income levels. Logan Heights and San Carlos represent real units, but in neighborhoods that have historically absorbed a disproportionate share of affordable housing. The key assumption to stress test is whether site-by-site local approval processes will self-correct toward geographic equity over time. The empirical record nationally offers limited support for that optimism. A concrete signal to watch: whether the state of California's Housing Accountability Unit issues formal compliance actions, not general pressure, but letters with legal consequences against coastal jurisdictions that cancel housing agreements. If those actions follow, the state oversight mechanism has teeth. If they do not, the optimistic reading of the county's housing strategy warrants revision.